We continue to see rates push higher here this morning. That was even before we got the PPI data that came out hotter than estimated. We were continuing to see that 10-year yield above 2%. But at the same time, we've got the yield curve flattening. What does that do to the Fed's ability to raise rates? Let's bring in Chip Huey, Truist Wealth Managing Director of Fixed Income. Chip, thanks for being here. So, as I say, we've got the yield on the 10-year rising, but we've got the yield curve flattening. It's still, I mean, it's still at around, what, 40 basis points. So it's definitely not zero, but it's been heading down gradually. So talk to us about the interplay between that and the Fed raising rate.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, Julie and Brian, for having me today. I think that what you're hitting on is a really important point. It's a critical component of the curve that we're watching between the 2 and 10 year. Like you said, it's floating between 40 to 45 basis points. That's at this part of the expansion, that's a pretty flat curve. So one of the reasons that we think the Fed is going to be forced to be a little bit slower on the rate hike side of the equation is because the trajectory of the yield curve is going to limit their ability to raise rates at the most hawkish forecast that we're seeing, right? It's just escalating every day, 6-7 rate hikes in 22, 50 basis point hikes throughout. So we think it's going to force them to be a little bit more cautious.
Yep, and I don't want to make this too complicated, but the Fed is shrinking its balance sheet. What do you think the impact will be to the fixed income markets of that? And do you think the equities markets have already priced that in?
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of the things that we sort of foresee is if the Fed is slower on the rate hike side, it's because they're going to take a multifaceted approach and they're going to lean more on balance sheet machinations and reductions in order to encourage higher intermediate and long yields and therefore kind of support this idea of a healthier yield curve. You would like to see the yield curve steepen, and we were getting a little bit of steepening to start the day this morning following the PPI report, which is frankly, good. That's good to see from a yield curve perspective. As far as have markets priced that in, we do think that yields are going to rise further from where they are today. I think that what you could see is obviously some leadership on the equity side continue to change more on the value side on those shorter duration equity assets.
Chip, where do you guys sit on this whole debate over whether the Fed is going to move by 50 basis points at the March meeting?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think that we're going to get some pretty good insight tomorrow with the FOMC minutes. We're going to kind of get a feel for that sense of urgency that the Fed may be feeling. I think that because we are at this sort of fever pitch, Jared mentioned to you about the inflation and Fed expectations, that fever pitch that we're feeling, it probably gives the Fed, the ability to execute a smoother 25 basis point rate hike, right? One of those more traditional rate hikes. And that would be a positive. I think the markets would digest that very positively. It would send a message too. From the Fed that they don't fear that they've lost control of inflation and that they can take this more measured approach that we ultimately think we're going to see in 2022 relative to these really hawkish expectations.
Is there a trade right now in fixed income, Chip, that you and your team really like?
There's a few. Yeah, we still like U.S. credit, particularly high yield. We like it's shorter, shorter duration, and also we still are positive, on the U.S. economy. Just because we've moved past peak growth doesn't mean we're moving into a period of weak growth, and that tends to be a really good thing for places like high yield, leveraged loans, for instance. A little bit more credit risk in that space, but very low duration, nice incremental yield characteristics as well, and also benefit from that upward pressure that's being applied by the Fed's plans to raise rates. And for those that are looking for a higher quality trade, perhaps a bit sheltered from a continued rise in rates, high grade municipal bonds more recently are showing a much more value. They came into 2022 very expensive, and the volatility that was injected into markets actually has created an opportunity that has restored some of the value in the investment grade municipal bond space.
Interesting. All right, Chip, good to catch up with you. Chip Huey, Truist Wealth Managing Director of Fixed Income. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.